Hello, respective viewers. It's George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel once more. So, some terrible tidings this morning from the Near East, where Israel has launched yet more strikes on Lebanon, supposedly at Hezbollah targets. So, Hezbollah says that one of their men has been killed in Khiyam. But Israel said this is a preemptive strike because they thought that Hezbollah was going to fire rockets at them, and indeed Hezbollah has subsequently fired Katyusha rockets and drones towards them. But Hezbollah says that these attacks on Israel were successful. So the Minister of Defense in Israel, Yoav Gallant, he said there's a 48-hour period of emergency in Israel. See how it goes. It may have to be extended depending on the situation. So this is yet more of an escalation. Can we believe the Israeli Ministry of Defense? Well, definitely not. They've been caught out lying, proved of lying many, many times over Gaza over the past year almost, as well as various other things. So Benjamin Netanyahu no longer can slaughtering the civilians of Gaza satiate his bloodlust. He's extended his bloody reign of terror to Lebanon as well. Does he want a full-scale war against Iran? Because you'd be forgiven for assuming that he does, taking all these escalatory actions, assassinating the head of Hamas deep in the Islamic Republic of Iran, or indeed a strike on, was it the several months ago, on the Iranian embassy in Damascus. I remember the Vienna Convention diplomatic immunity, do not target diplomats. Nobody targets anybody's diplomats. The Second World War, the German ambassador and diplomats in Moscow, they were released via Turkey when the war began. The Soviet diplomats, they were allowed to leave Berlin, go back to the Soviet Union via Turkey and so on. That's almost always the case. Admittedly, Israel and its FOs have sometimes killed each other's diplomats. But the reason that there was this exemption for diplomats, that they're not to be killed, kidnapped, tortured, harmed in any way, is if you ever negotiate peace, the diplomats must be able to meet to hold talks and a face-to-face parley, not just like online or via letters in the old days. And they're not, they can't have that negotiation unless they know that their security is guaranteed, that they won't be killed or kidnapped. So all these extremely provocative steps that Netanyahu's taken, destabilizing the Middle East, bringing it closer to full-scale war. Now, he realizes that Iran's military technology is not that good, so maybe that's why he thinks he can get away with this. The United States Air Force, the Royal Air Force, they intervened to shoot down most of the rockets fired against him, that big salvo fired by Iran several months ago. Maybe he's banking on that happening again. I think, well, Joe Biden would certainly do that again, as many times as it takes. This new British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, I'm less sure. I think he would, but I'm not 100% sure. We'll see. I don't know why, for the life of me, the United Kingdom is sticking its neck out for Israel's sake. What has the state of Israel ever done for the UK? The state of Israel, which started a terrorist campaign against the lawful authority in Mandatory Palestine, that was the United Kingdom. You know, Israel, which has never sent a single soldier to help the United Kingdom in any war, has never done anything like that. It's not been hostile to the UK since 1948, but apart from 1956, which was really to benefit Israel rather than anywhere else, hasn't helped the United Kingdom. So the UK's got tiny armed forces. It's just puny because of these all these decades of cutbacks and parsimony. Why would it risk a war against Iran or anybody else? And anyway, you can't believe Netanyahu. Decades ago, it's over 30 years ago, he said that Iran is on the cusp of nuclear weapons. Year after year, they said Iran is about to get nuclear weapons. You know, it's the boy who cried wolf. They have lied and lied and lied about this. And which country in the Middle East does have nuclear weapons? The only one is Israel, and they won't even tell the truth about that. Iran is honest about its nuclear weapon status. It doesn't have any, and Israel will not acknowledge that it does, nor indeed will it sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and so forth. So remember, one of his predecessors, well, as Prime Minister of Israel, as President of Israel, oh my God, how is this name escaping me? He died a few years ago, over the age of 90, who said that Israel would not introduce weapons, nuclear weapons in the Middle East, knowing that Israel had already done so in the early 80s, or was it the late 70s? Anyway, so it really is shocking and dispiriting. So that's why the Israeli Defense Forces said over 100 fighter jets took off, and they were targeting Hezbollah rocket launch barrels. Okay, 40 sites. So I don't doubt that they did hit some military sites, but killing some civilians too. There's been obviously low-level sniping across the border for decades, but this is not an existential threat to Israel. You know, already Hamas is virtually annihilated. If Hezbollah was going to do something with on large scale, they would have done it a long time ago, and so on. If they coordinated their attack the same as the 7th of October, Israel would have been stretched very thin indeed. Now, this conflict is terrible. I wish it never started. It's a pitiable situation, and obviously I regret every death. So no nationality is good, no nationality is evil. People aren't good or evil for belonging to a certain religion or ethnicity either. So it is just a lachrymose situation, and Netanyahu has chosen to extend this to inflict so much misery. It's just an orgy of racist violence. So many Palestinian civilians have been kidnapped and subjected to severe torture. And yes, it's true that Hamas, they launched a major attack on the 7th of October last year. They killed hundreds of Israeli civilians. They took hundreds hostages. Some claim to have been tortured and raped, and that may well be true. But this is not justificatory of the large-scale crimes against humanity that the IDF has been committing in Gaza ever since, with virtual impunity. There have been some protests elsewhere, Western countries like Germany, the United Kingdom, the United States, others selling Israel weapons, knowing that they're used for these crimes against humanity. So complicity on this, and making them war criminals, governments who sell these weapons, knowing they will be used for the murder of civilians. It's not been once or twice. No army is perfect. It's not been a mistake. This is not collateral damage. This is the willful targeting of civilians again and again and again. And Israel often boasts about the pinpoint accuracy of its weapons, which are state of the art. So this is no mistake. This is on purpose. Indeed, deliberately murdering British aid workers who traveled in a car, given the location to the IDF so they'd have safe passage, and they were murdered anyway. The UK gets slapped in the face and says nothing about it, and continue to provide weapons, the very weapons that killed its own citizens. It is staggering and nauseating. And then you see in the United States this unedifying loyalty contest between the Republicans and the Democrats to see who can be more viciously Zionist and anti-Palestinian than anybody else. Now, Israel has a right to exist. Palestine has a right to exist. You know, is perfectly compatible those two things. No one should be mistreated on the grounds of ethnicity, religion, race, citizenship, and so forth. And I realize that Jews have had the worst time than most anybody else. But in recent decades, Palestinians have had a worse time than almost anybody else. And Israeli people, something like 75% of whom are Jewish, some of them are enormously morally courageous, and they're human rights activists, and they recognize the Palestinians have suffered terrible injustices at the hands of the state of Israel for decades. And they said that even if Israel's got to fight, it must do so within legal and ethical limits. And no praise is too high for such people who are insulted in the foulest possible manners, called capos, called self-hating Jews by the bigots. And indeed, obviously, they're bad Palestinians too. They're good and bad people in every nationality. But as the Palestinians were so ill-used for so long, they are so infuriated by the humiliation, the cruelty they've suffered. Unsurprisingly, some of them just boil over with rage and lash out. So, what is the solution? I mean, Israel is never going to treat Palestine with any justice. So I'm afraid probably emigration, just paying them to leave, and other countries could give them some a shelter. The United Kingdom, Germany, the United States, various countries which actually are complicit in Israel's crimes, I suppose they're the ones who should be provider by providing succor and a home for them, as well as rich Arab Muslim countries which bang on so much about Ummah and solidarity with their fellow Mohammedans, Saudi Arabia, for instance. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. So please make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, georgecalan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.